Hey, pass the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yeah, I gotta confess to you, a little bit worn out here this morning. Had a little bit of a frogginess jump on me, a little bit of a cold, and a little bit, actually, kind of a, some fever-like symptoms coming home yesterday. I was with Ohio Brett coming home from Bard's Fest out in St. Louis. And Ohio Brett was driving all the way. Thank God for Ohio Brett. And I said, man, I need a Jamocha milkshake. I need something to clear up my throat a little bit. We stopped, got a big old Jamocha milkshake. And I started drinking that thing. And man, cold chills hit me. Wow. Lasted about a half hour and was able to shake it off. Got home. My wife gave me some essential oils. I popped a couple things down my throat and back up and at it today. We're a little worn out. A lot of good stuff. Hey, really, really excited. Stay with us here, okay? Man, one night, we were there four nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And on Saturday night, they had a little bit of a speakers get-together, if that's what you call it. And it went, I'm not kidding you. Crawled in bed at 3:30. I don't know the last time I was in bed up till 3:30 and be sober. Well, 30 years, 50 years, a long time ago. But wow, we had a great, great huddle with many of the speakers. Got to know really, really well. And I'll share some of that as we move forward. But so we got up early and went to bed really late and then got up early. And Reggie was there and Mel was there and John and Carla Collison were there. And I'll see, so start naming names. I'm going to forget people. A lot of our crew was there. And I didn't get to see much of them on Betty Perkins. I'm sorry, Betty. Didn't get to see much of them on yesterday because we immediately went in and continued the meeting that we'd had the night before. And I was tied up all day. I want to say before I get any further, I want to give a thumbs up and thank God for Ohio Brett. He's really come alongside and has really, really made a difference in what we were doing out there. Last few events we've been at Ohio Brett really, really made a difference. He's a pro in that, I did so many interviews, radio interviews, podcast interviews, and Brett was setting all that stuff up and making sure the schedule was straight. And I hate to say I need a handler, but it was good having a handler. He really, Brett's upstairs right now. He drove the whole way home last night, drove the whole way out there and drove the whole way home. Oh man, there's so much great stuff going on. Let me go down here through my list. Who did I forget that was there? Whoever was there, Mel and man, I know I'm forgetting him. It was a lot of Tom Dunn was there, Mike Spaulding was there, Casper, the Friendly Ghost, Casper McLeod was there. It was our people were there again, and the crowd was not at all what anybody expected it to be. I think they expected it to be thousands and thousands, and it wasn't. It might have been 1,000, maybe. But you know they'd fought a lot of issues. The idea that it had been canceled, and their ticket sales got sent back to people, and I think it was just the enemy did a lot of fighting to try to prevent that thing from happening. And of all these events that I've ever been to, I've never been to one where it was a more intimate relationship between those of us who are in the fight. I don't know if that makes sense. But normally you get to these things just pick a name. Let's pick Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will speak, and then she'll disappear. Doc Jen, thank you, sweetheart. Doc Jen and Samuel were there. God bless them. And this one was different, especially when it's almost like we've come to the realization that we got to work together. We have to work together. And I made the point. You guys know me. I'm the coach, right? And I tell them we gotta quit getting that. Where is it? We gotta quit doing this, folks. We gotta quit doing this head knowledge thing. We have got to get together. And it was, it, I'm just sharing some stuff with you, okay? Let me get it off my heart. Tom Renz, attorney Tom Renz. You guys know him? Hey Spencer, real quickly, but I sent you some pictures. I'll show you. I'm not name dropping. How about I gotta share this one with you? I get up on the airport, Sam, you'll appreciate this. I get up in the hotel on what morning was it? Was it yesterday morning? No, Saturday morning. I get up in the hotel on Saturday morning, go down to get a cup of coffee in the lobby. You know, guys know how they set up a little place where you can get coffee. And I go down there, and there's only one other person sitting at the table. Only one other person in the lobby. And I grabbed my cup of coffee, and I went over and sat down with, you ready? The Pillow Man. I'm having breakfast with the Pillow Man. I'm thinking, Lord, how did I get here? How could this possibly be happening? I'm sitting there with Mike Lindell. So I'm telling everybody, hey, I had breakfast with Lindell. I don't really know him, but I did sit down and share a cup of coffee with him. And it's more than just Mike Lindell. The real movers and shakers of what's going on, it's almost like we said, okay, it's time, man. It's time. Pull up the picture there. Let's run through some of those pictures real quick there. Spencer, pull up Tenpenny. Whoa! Why do I always look so short? That's Dr. Brian Artis. He's got a huge, huge following on YouTube. He's one of those docs that knows what's going on. In fact, he just released a statement saying that there are going to be thousands and thousands of children who've taken the vaccine who are going to come up with polio-like symptoms. He did a great, great presentation on it. That's Dr. Brian Artis, who played basketball. Was it LSU, Brett? Somewhere he played basketball. No, so somewhere. But
BYU.
BYU, thanks, Brett. He played at Brigham Young University, and he looked how much taller he is than me. And you know what? Most amazing thing, he pointed out, our hands are the same size. I have very small hands. And he's, what, about 6'3", probably? He can't even palm a basketball. I've never seen a guy that tall with smaller hands. It's crazy, right? So we got to build a relationship with Dr. Brian Artis. He's in with us. He's got a 250,000 followers or whatever. And he wants to fight, and he wants to win, and it isn't all about him. Then click on there to Tenpenny if you can. Sherry Tenpenny. All right. Okay, that's Dr. Sherry Madej and Sherry Tenpenny and me. And we all hung out together, not just the three of us, but we got together. We went. We had a big speaker's party it doesn't matter. We get together on Saturday night. I got to know these people. We got to know these people, right? Folks, I don't know if you know Dr. Madej. There's Tom Renz. He is the attorney that we're going to work with here. You guys have probably heard of Tom Renz. I'd never met him. He is the greatest good old boy that you will ever meet. He's about 6'6", and we struck a bond like you can't even believe. The girl in the middle is one of the mama bears. I don't know if you know that story, but we're going to get them on here. She and one of her friends, they mask her daughter in kindergarten and then put her over in a corner, stuck her in a corner because she wouldn't wear a mask. And her mom stood up and fought for her. And I'm sorry, I got it backwards. And so when she won the fight that she didn't wear a mask, they put her in a plastic cage and stuck her over in a corner. And these mama bears, they're all over the place. And it's encouraging. Pull up, let's see who we got here. Tenpenny Coach and Brett. You got that? Look at that, huh? I got something to tell you about what's going on with the three of us. And we hung out a lot because Brett was the chauffeur. And he drove Dr. Cherry around. And we really got a great, great relationship with Dr. Cherry. In fact, we're going to be live in studio with Doug Hagman on Friday. It's Friday. Live in studio. Got some great news I'm going to share with you here in just a minute. Who else do I have here? Maybe that's all. Is it? Were there more? Man, it's mama. What's that, bud? Okay, that's all the pictures. Okay. So I came back encouraged. I was really worn out. Brett did a great job of getting me all kinds of interviews, and I mean he kept it moving. And it was really, really, really valuable time. No, the crowd wasn't as big as we thought it would be. It wasn't. And but it was a great start. Let me go back here. So I want a couple other things I want to announce real quickly. Folks, Bridey on TV, I need your help today, okay? Bridey on TV, I do my first show today at 11 o'clock Eastern time, 11 Eastern. If there's any way that you can, we haven't done one yet, so I don't know exactly how it's going to work. I want to make this call in interactive, just like we do here. So if some of you are up and around about 11 o'clock, maybe you can call in to the show, watch the show, and call in. John Diamond goes today at 9 o'clock, America Unhinged Radio. John's every day on Brighty on TV, America Unhinged Radio. Brighty on TV. 10 o'clock today, Be Alert News with Bishop Leon Benjamin, and 11 o'clock. It says till 11:30. No, it's an hour. 11 to 12, Pass the Salt with Coach Dave. And then you can see on down there, Alan Keyes, Mike Adams, Clay Clark. These are big names, folks, and we happen to be getting the middle of them. So if you can, go to Brighty on TV and just click on the live stream, and we'll be there doing our show. So appreciate some of you can get in there and help us with that. Let's go to the schedule real quick, upcoming events. Pennsylvania Salt and Light Honk and Wave on September 11th. Bobby in Pennsylvania, Brett, and those guys are getting that thing up and running. Chad has an embattled warrior tactical and preparedness training in Oklahoma. Details are right there. That's the 20th. I'm tired this morning. That's the 25th. The 2nd and 3rd is another embattled warrior training, tactical preparedness training in Wisconsin, up at Hatley, Wisconsin. You guys want to get involved with that? And then we're having our Ohio Preparedness Summit on Friday the 8th, the 9th, and Sunday morning the 10th. I want 200 people to come and join us there. I really, really do. Try to get here. We're going to have more details up as things progress. That's where we are. Then the main fall huddle, October 15th. I'm so happy I don't have anything this week. It's been forever. I might get to hold my wife's hand, spend a little time with her. But it's all good. It's all good, right? It's all good. What else do I want to show? I talked about Brighty on TV. Bard's Fest, I'm going to go to that. I want to bring Ohio Brett in here real quick. And again, I can't say enough. Ohio Brett brought a professionalism to what we do. I had several people say to me, man, your assistant rocks. And I said, well, my assistant. And I go, oh, they're talking about Brett. They're talking about Brett. And so Brett gave up 4 days and went out there and was my roommate. We slept in different beds. Just got to say that. You never know anymore, right? It was my roommate in where the heck were we? St. Louis. Brett, just come on and give your overall pitch. I'm going somewhere today. Stay with me. Whatever today, Brett. Go on in. He's out on my back porch right now.
Yeah, good morning, team. And all praise be to God, Team Jesus, and Coach, what you put together is so special, and it's like breathing for me with the family that I broke up. But what really freed me up was Betty Perkins and Liberty Mel and Reggie and John Cullison outside. They passed out so many cards. And when we were inside just working hard, I mean, they were doing it outside. So it was a huge team, and I'm honored to be on it. God bless y'all.
Amen. It was all good. And, folks, again, I can't emphasize enough. I believe at the start of a real action plan came out of this event more than anyone that I've ever been, right? And I keep telling them they don't get it. We got to quit being stick man. We have got to move into action. Time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So since we said that, I want to introduce something to you today, even though it's not not fully up and running. We have formed a deep partnership. I don't want to let too much of the cat out of the bag. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Ohio Brett, and Coach Dave have formed a deep partnership of a thing called the Christian Revolution. Can you click on that? This is the website which will be launched. We got some behind-the-scenes work yet that Jared has to do. Well, Jared doesn't have to do it. It's information regarding bank accounts and some of that kind of stuff. But folks, we are the three of us have launched, and we're going to, because of the contacts we made, all of these podcasters, we have access to all these podcasters, and we're going to launch thechristianrevolution.net. Now you can go there on your own and you can mark it, but when we launch this thing, here is really what it's going to be all about. Initially, we're going to raise. Yes, I believe it. We're going to raise millions of dollars initially to fight back legally. As Brett and I were driving home from St. Louis yesterday, I think he got three calls. I think it was three. from people who's they don't want their daughter to take the vaccine at school, and the school's going to make them. We have a nurse that doesn't want to take vaccine. She's going to lose her job. And we all hear the same story. And what is that same story we hear? Well, I can't afford a lawyer. I can't afford a lawyer. So remember, I spoke earlier about the idea to have a redress of our grievances. And a redress of our grievances seems to be, for the most part, through the court system. But unfortunately, you have to pay a lot of money to an attorney to get some redress of grievances. And people can't do it. They go to an attorney. Let's say a nurse is working in a hospital. They say, if you don't get the vaccine, you're not going to have a job here by October 15th. She goes home, tells her husband. She doesn't know what to do. Well, the husband says, well, let's call a lawyer. So they call a lawyer, and they talk to a lawyer, and the lawyer says, I'm with you. I think you got a good case, but I need $5,000 as a retainer. And then they look at each other, $5,000. And they can't afford it. And so what do? They slink back wherever and pray that they're going to somehow be able to get through it. Well, we're raising up the Christian Revolution because the first phase of the Christian Revolution is we're going to raise millions of dollars. Yes, we are. How are we going to do that? Because we have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny as the face of this movement. And people love and respect her beyond what we can ever imagine. And then what we're going to do is we're going to provide free legal coverage for people who are being sued or who are being persecuted or forced against their will to do whatever. And so Tom Rentz, that's why this was so important. Tom Rentz is putting together a battery of attorneys. He doesn't have any money. We're going to raise money. We believe we will get 1 million people to give us $25 or $50 or $100. And we're going to put together a battery of attorneys. And right there is the key question. Who is funding good? Now, I'm not going to take time to read all of this page to you. Jared did a wonderful job of putting this thing together. But understand this. Scott Kesterson, Bard's Fest, SGT Report, names that you would know, Brian Artis, Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Madej, all of these people have followings, and we are going to shoot this page out to all of them and ask all of them, please contribute to this fund. $50, $100, whatever it would be. And then Tom Rentz, and he's putting together a battery of attorneys who are going to sue for people who are being bullied into taking the jab. You got a thumbs up. You guys understand what we're talking about here? You understand it? That now no longer do the attorneys have to get an upfront fee, a retainer, because we're going to pay them. We, the Christian Revolution, is going to pay their attorney. We're going to hire them an attorney. And it'll be an attorney who's probably handling multiple cases. We hope to have attorney representation in all 50 states. And that the only thing, so can I paint a picture for you? Here's the lawfare divide and conquer plan that we have. Think about your wife. Some of you, that's a good thought. Some of you, it's a bad thought. For me, it's a good thought. My wife's a school teacher. She used to be, she's not anymore. She goes to school, they have a teacher's meeting, and the principal says, hey, beginning October 1st, we're going to have to go back to masks and, you're all going to have to be vaccinated. And she says, God, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But she doesn't really know what to do. So she calls the attorney. Attorney says, yeah, I'd love to represent you, $5,000. They don't have $5,000. They've got three kids, two of them in college. They don't have money to do that. So we're going to go into that local school district, and we're going to sue the janitor, the phys ed teacher, the teacher's aide, the principal, the athletic director. We're going to sue whoever we find out through discovery has been part of forcing that child to be bullied, or that woman bullying that woman into taking a jab. They don't have the right to be able to do it. And we are going to sue all of them. And it's going to be the greatest divide and conquer event that our team has ever played. Because what's going to happen? That old janitor is going to get a letter from an attorney, says, hey, dude, you're about to be sued. If you continue to practice medicine without a license and you continue to force my client to wear a mask, we're coming for you. And so the janitor is going to say, what the hell? How come I'm getting sued? I'm just following orders. And he's going to go knock on the assistant principal's door, showing the letter, say, what's this? What's going on here? And the principal's, I don't know. And then first grade teacher and the phys ed teacher. And we're going to get the most unbelievable divide and conquer. Because why? The phys ed teacher saying, hey, you're the one that gave me the order to do it. I'm just following orders, right? We're going to fight back, and we're going to break the back of this beast. It's called lawfare. Hey, friends, did you ever notice that those who are suing, those who the ACLU sues, they don't have to pay any money? When the parents sued me in London High School for praying with our football team, when those parents in that town, they didn't have to go to the ACLU and pay money. The ACLU just took the case and fought for them. We're going to do the same. You guys get it? Do you see the big picture of this thing? And yes, we're going to raise millions and millions of dollars. Now our website, I would ask all of you to bookmark this and go down and read the narrative and everything that's on. This is a fabulous, fabulous plan. And all of those podcasters that we talked about are going to push the ChristianRevolution.net as we begin to fight back. Now it's going to move beyond that. That's going to be the initial surge of what we're going to do. And we're going to use the ChristianRevolution.net and the funds that we raise. It's going into a trust fund that Dr. Sherry has put together. And we're going to fight out of that. We're going to hire attorneys. We're going to, oh my goodness, we're going to take back our schools. Yeah, we're going to take back our schools. We're not going to sit back and play defense anymore. We are going on the offense. We're going to bring lawsuits. As Ohio Brett says, where's the Office of Diversity for Christian Education? Where is that Office of Diversity? Why don't we have one of those? Why can they continue to discriminate against Christians? Why are they able to do that? See, they say Christianity is the major religion in America, and then they don't let us practice it. Somebody say amen. It's a major religion in America, and they don't let us practice it. So we're gonna say, where is this Office of Diversity for Christianity? Where is this, huh? We got CRT. Where is G-O-D? How come there's no G-O-D, but there's a lot of CRT? There's BLM. Where's G-O-D? Where's J-E-S-U-S in this diversity? Folks, I am so pumped. I am so pumped about this. I'm going to listen. Trust me on this. This is so much bigger than you know right now. And you would imagine if we could get this to how many people voted for Donald Trump? Anybody know? They say 80 million. Can we get a million people to give $50? I think we can. Moms and pops. You know what we'll do? We'll build an army out of that, folks. We're going to build an army out of those people who give us $50. And we're going to go to war. And we're going to pick up the phone and we're going to call. Give me a name of a big company. We're going to call. No, I won't call them. We're going to call Coca-Cola. And we're going to say, hey, Mr. Coca-Cola, how much money did you give to BLM? Huh? You gave $6 million to BLM. Where's ours? Where's ours? You're discriminating against us. You're giving money to BLM. You're not giving money to us. We're going to put so much pressure on these guys. We're launching that this week. And I just ask you later on today, take time to get on the website and read it. It's well worded, everything you need. Scroll down through there a little bit if you can. We got to get Dr. Sherry's picture up there. And then there you see the strings, puppet strings, and how they're forcing millions to do this. And then we ask this question, who's funding good? We know who's funding bad, BLM, George Soros. We know who's funding bad. Who's funding good? Who is funding RT? Oh, I know. Focus on the family. Family Research Council, right? No, they're not. No, they're not. They're laying back and they're playing defense and they're trying to keep more ground from being taken. Hey, Sam, we want to take ground, brother. We want to take ground. We want to take back what the devil stole. Now, some of you are laughing right now. I'm telling you, don't laugh. This is going to be so huge, folks. It's just the beginning of what we're doing. So we'll start with the legal aspect of it, and then we're going to go back in and begin to reclaim our schools and reclaim our government, and we, who knows, Brett, you got anything to add with this? Is one of the founding partners of this thing?
Yeah. No, nothing to add, Coach. To God be the glory. All praise be to God.
Amen. Anybody got a comment on that? Anybody got a, even if you have a suggestion, then hey, whatever. We're looking for suggestions. But we said it's time we got ourselves a war chest and then figure out how we're going to go to war. And so that's what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, folks, I'm telling you, when Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a rock star, when she walks into the room, people trust her. They trust her integrity and they love her. And she's going to be the face of this thing. And she's saying, please join us. Help us fight back. This, Brett, how many calls have you been? Brett just posted on Facebook. Hey, anybody having trouble with the schools and forced masks? Give me a call. Has your phone been blowing up?
It's been blowing up, Coach. And it's not just in Ohio. It's now Kentucky and all the surrounding states and high schools and colleges and companies, Coach.
That's what it is, friends. So we're going on the offense. We're launching this probably. We hope to have it up and running by Wednesday. The big launch will probably be with the Hagman Report on Friday. We're going to be there. Free by Truth, come on in.
Yes, I had a comment on the legal thing. When I was homeschooling my son, they had this homeschooling legal association
ma'am.
You could join. So mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you can have an angle of like everybody like maybe joining, you know, so much, you know, a month or a year that might help. It was
That's an idea. That's a great idea. We have even larger visions for this. Number one, we want millions of $50, $100 donations. We want millions of those. But, folks, we're going after corporate money, too. Now you say, how are you going to do it? Oh, you don't know who I know. You don't know who I met with this weekend. You don't have any idea how broad and wide this is going to be, friends. All right? So all of the naysayers out there say, how are you guys ever going to do it? Just trust me, because the Lord's going to breathe on it, right? It's time for us to stop playing defense and go on offense. So we're tickled about that. Myra, come on in. Can't hear you, Myra. Jeff Nell, come on in while I'm waiting for Myra. Come on in, Jeff.
Yeah, how about creating a graphic file to make business cards? I'll be out there. I'll be out there, bro.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll get all that stuff done. Hey, we had a great meeting with Tom Renz, the attorney. We spent a lot of time together. He's the guy that's been he's already doing all this suing, and he's already working on a battery of attorneys who are going to work with him. What do you think his problem is? Money. We told him, said, Tom, you're going to have $1 million by Friday. You're going to have $1 million. And here's what we think we're going to do. This is the way we want to do it. We're going to go out and hire our own independent attorneys and say, don't bill us. We're not billable hours. This isn't what this is about. We're going to give you $50,000. I'm just throwing a number out. We're going to give you $50,000, and you're going to work for us for 6 months, and you're going to do nothing but sue those people who are bullying Christians into following this law. That's going to be your full-time job. And we're going to find retired attorneys. We're going to find new guys just out of college. And Tom Renz wants three attorneys. And all folks, this is going to be big. I'm telling you, this is going to be big. So I'm excited because I've been screaming for I don't know how long. When the hell are we going to go on offense? And I believe we are. I believe we are. I believe it's time, right? Amen. Ian Fleming. Come on in, Ian, and Jack.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hey, Ian.
Ian, this is Vinny, of course. Anacalypsis is here, all right? We are now fighting back, and you scumbags, I just want to tell you, you have no chance against us.
They don't.
You're done, all right? So very quickly. See ya. Goodbye.
So we get a million people, maybe more.
Boom.
We give a million people, make a donation, we build a database out of that. And now we know a million people all across America who are sick of it and want to fight. And then we organize our huddles. You see what's going on here? We now find people in communities and we build around them all across America. If the Lord's going to breathe on this, it's going to be huge. Go ahead, Jack.
Absolutely, Coach. This is what you need to do. You got it. You're on it. You're over the target. All you need is one major win, and that will fund it all.
Everything.
Then you go for it. This is what we've been trying to do forever. Remember, folks, this is the key is that if any right can be diminished, then any right can be diminished, if any right can be licensed, turned into a privilege, and licensed and a fee attached, up to and including your right to life can be exterminated. This is where they're going, people. We got to fight this right here.
Jack, that's what it is. And folks, your rights aren't any good if you don't have your rights. They can write them down on a piece of paper all they want to, but if you can't exercise them, you don't have those rights. And you can see how much they're clamping down and where this whole thing's going. Betty, God bless Betty Perkins. Come on in. Hey, Betty, I gave Michelle your big plaque today. I think she started crying. I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes, I want to say it was an amazing weekend. I met so many wonderful people. I was just like humbled around all of them. They were just so wonderful. And I'm proud of Coach Dave and Brett. They did an amazing job. They did the best. They were the best in my book.
We had a good team there, didn't we, Betty? We had a good team.
Yes. And as far as those cards for you, I think you should hand them out to a lot of your people. Because look at, I'm in St. Clairsville. People are all different areas. We could build your platform and also the Christian Revolution if we had cards to pass out in different areas. Because it was amazing. I told people, you got to get on there. If you like someone who offends people and stands for what is true, for the Lord, for whatever. And I said, people are going, yep, we're going to be on. So, you know.
Amen. Hey, Betty, can you see, literally, could you see a million people? 80 million people voted for Donald Trump. Could you see a million people giving $100? I can see him. Randy, can you see a million people giving $100?
Folks, actually, this isn't pie in the sky.
Yeah, but you at least what, right? This ain't pie in the sky, folks. It's just nobody has brought it together. And as I said, we play offense. We do not play defense. Randy, you come on in, then Myra. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, listen, God is establishing righteousness on the earth, in our country, not just here, Coach. But this is what he's been doing for 2,000 years, but it took this long to happen. Coach, he wants justice and righteousness. He builds his throne on it. For anybody to not understand that, their theology is killing them. Coach, this is what he's doing, and if we don't understand it, we're going to sit back and we're going to say, oh, no, we can't do that. No, you can do this. This Amen. Is biblical. It's Christian.
Randy, so yesterday we're driving home last night, and Ohio Brett's phone blows up. Of course, he puts it on speaker for me. And it's some guy who has a daughter or son, I think it was a son maybe, at Kent State University. And what do you think I could have made a commercial off his opening statement. What was his opening statement? My son's in college. They want him to take the vaccine. He doesn't want to take the vaccine. I can't afford a lawyer. What can I do? And he still didn't understand it, that he was going to get coverage free. He couldn't process that. We're going to provide free legal coverage for you, brother. We're going to provide it for you free. But you're going to have to help us, and you're going to have to go out and get some people to donate to ChristianRevolution.net. And we're going to do this, and we're going to pull this thing together, and we are going to kick their – I won't say it. You know what I'm talking about. Myra, come on in. Then Larry.
Good morning, Saints. This doesn't happen by coincidence. It's God's appointment to set this team. Thank you, Coach. Thank you to everyone who made it this weekend. And also, I do have a question. Where are we going to do the huddle concerning New Orleans?
I'm talking to Dale. We can't go down there yet. I mean,
thank you.
You can't go down there. That is one thing we're going to see if we want to get a group of guys who want to go down there and help with the tornado. We got to see a hurricane. We're a little bit. We're not quite there yet. Not quite there yet. We'll get it done. Where am I? Larry, then Sam.
Yeah. Hey, this is a fantastic concept with the ChristianRevolution.net thing, and it can just be the spearhead. I mean, it can be the door that opens to small groups of unified people, all representing different organizations that have been around for ages, trying to do this thing and that thing on their own individually. This can be used to be a unifying factor that will have to take place.
Amen, Larry.
We can be effective.
Larry, and not only that, I don't let too much of the cat out of the bag here. Jamie Walden shouldn't be selling t-shirts to fund his ministry. Jamie Walden needs funded, folks. You guys understand what I'm saying? Mark Harrington at a created equal needs funded. You shouldn't have to be living off of newsletters, although that's what we all do. We have got to get, do you have any idea how much money is within the Christian community? We're going to figure out a way to divvy this money out so guys don't have to worry about money and don't have to compromise because they're going to make some donor mad. They're just going to be able to go and do it and hire.
Amen. Others.
It's going to be powerful. Come on in, Sam.
I got a real important news article to share with you out of Mexico. First, I want to speak to this subject. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands. A lot of what God is going to be doing across our nation is going to be very, very decentralized. We just got to get the brush fire started. And somebody has to step up and count coup. Somebody has to take the giant down. Somebody has to be first. And then once the army is routed, then it doesn't have to be centralized. And one thing is, people need to start understanding. You know, there's a lot of people that are working for the government right now, and the thought of their pension is, it's hung over their head constantly. And that Marine Lieutenant Colonel.
Sam, that's bullying, right, brother? That is bullying.
It is. The Marine Lieutenant Colonel who came out and spoke against Biden, against the Afghanistan affair and against his higher-ups, he said, I'm sacrificing my $2 million lifetime pension and lifetime medical care. I'm 3 years from retirement, and it means nothing to me
anymore.
So people are going to start getting a hold of that idea, that their pension means nothing, that their dollars in their bank account means nothing, that their property that they think that they own means nothing if our nation burns to the ground. And this is what happened in the dawn of the early church in Acts chapter 4. They began to disdain those things, and then they brought it all, laid it at the apostles' feet. So, I think you're onto something, but God is also just going to take the idea. The minute they realize that somebody else is getting success, they're going to go and they're going to engage the giants in their life and their community.
We know it, Sam. We know that's going to happen, folks. I'm just telling you.
And, Coach, and so, did you hear that 538 teachers that were took the vaccine in Sinaloa State in Mexico died?
How many?
And it's all over the Mexican news. And Owen reported it on InfoWars last night and asked me about it. And I'm waiting for the president to come on. Just as your show closes, the president of Mexico is going to come on. And I think he'll speak to this issue first off, because it is a genocide. I'm reading the news article. It says this is a genocide. 3% of the current teachers and retired teachers that took the vaccine in this one state of Sinaloa in Mexico died. 3%, 538 died. And then here it says out of that same group, they have another 356 that are sick with COVID that took the vaccine. So this is going to blow sky high worldwide today. And the people of God just need to be in prayer that this story goes the right way, that the enemy doesn't get away to twist it, that the truth comes out.
Amen.
Because that's the business we're in as Christians, is preaching the truth.
And the ChristianRevolution.net is going to be right in the middle of it, Sam. I'm telling you, folks, this is a thing whose time has come. Now, look, this isn't just me and Brett. If you could trust me, the names that get it and are behind this thing. Yeah, Alex Jones, we don't know yet, but he will be. He will be behind this thing, folks. The ChristianRevolution.net. We're going to raise a war chest, and we're going to go to war. Come on in, Reggie, and then Luann. Jack, did you want to come in? Your hand's still up.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Reggie.
I want to first start off and say thank the Lord, our God, and I want him to heap so many blessings upon you, Coach, and Brett, for doing this. Folks, I don't have a lot to say right now. I'm exhausted from the trip, but I do want to say that Coach is right. So if you don't feel that you're doing and contributing to this war, and it is a war, Monetarily, you need to help coach with these things. Us frontliners, and I say me because I've been doing this for a long time as well, we need help. We don't make a lot of money, and it can't be done without money, and establishments make sure we don't have any money.
Amen.
So if you can't help and fund everybody, that's fine. Pick where your heart lies and fund it. Help coach. Help Sherry Tenpenny. Help Jamie. Jamie's an amazing man. You guys got to help him as well.
What would Jamie Walden do with $150,000 a year?
Oh, my gosh. Huh? War is real.
That's right. Instead of sending it to Focus on the Family or the Family Research Council, or dare I say it, your big mega church that you go to, huh? Put those bullets in the hand of a warrior and see what the hell happens. Come on in, Luann, then Jeff, then Jack.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm right on with you with that. I had just had a thought of maybe getting some flyers up. Okay, if I make a flyer up or something, go around town and pass it out.
Well, we're going to work on that. Hey, friends, listen. You got to understand this.
I'm going to.
I believe 20% of the Christian population will support this. We just got to get it to them. They see what's going on. They see what's going on, right? Christian, yeah. Now they're going to be scared by the word revolution. I get it. Those freaking wimps. It's a revolution going on around us, right? It's time for the Christian revolution, and we spread that word. They're going to get in there. And the magic of it again is, if a million people give $100, we have a million emails. We have a million people connected to this army. And then we regionalize it, and we do it by state, and we begin to, oh, you see it, Jack? Huh? You see it? Come on in, Jack.
I see it.
October.
Yeah.
I'll go to Florence.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Jeff.
When you go to Louisiana, please, I'm going with you.
All right. Come on in, Jeff.
Look, I got family.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
We had our event this weekend on the square to resist the jab. We had the nurses here at KCH in Mount Vernon. We had about 100 people show up. We set up the war wagon, the PA system, and we had about 6 different people speak, and one of them was Dr. Laura Murnane. She is standing at that hospital, but she won't take the jab. She has got a lot of information. She's tied in. I think she's getting information from Sherry Tenpenny. So she mentioned Sherry's name from on top of the van. We're having her Thursday night at New Beginnings Ministry. Dr. Laura will be speaking at the church to. And man, she's smart. She's got a lot of stuff on this. And also got to put out in front of the crowd about the school board meetings. I need help. So I got down and I said, anybody wants to go? The next one is the 13th of September. I come down off that van. Little woman with Christian, she's a good Christian woman. She had her sign there. She looked at me. She said, when's that meeting? I'm coming. I said, good. She said, I'm a retired school teacher. I said, that's what I need.
Okay, folks. So, Jeff, let me paint the picture for you here. You guys know the story of David and Goliath. I could pull it up and I could read it to you. But we know this, that David slung a stone, it hit Goliath in the forehead, and Goliath dropped over. But boys and girls, Goliath wasn't dead. He wasn't dead. And David ran up on top of Goliath. Does anybody know what he did? Of course you do. He reached down and he pulled Goliath's own sword out of the sheath. He took Goliath's own sword and he cut off his head. Now I want to ask you something. What is the sword that the left has used against Christians and Christianity? Why? The legal system. Lawsuits. Lawfare, right? And that, do the guys on the left, do they have to pay to sue? Well, no. The ACLU does it for them free. People for the American Way. Black Lives Matter. They're all dumping that money. Black Lives Matter has raised $1 billion. Where is the Christian Lives Matter? Where is the Christian revolution? Do you see how big this can be? Come on in there, Patriot. Come, that's Kevin. Come on in, Kevin.
Yeah, Coach. I want to also point out the double jeopardy that people will be facing. You know, not only do they have to scramble to try to come up with, you know, between $5,000 to $10,000 to hire a lawyer, but these are the same people who are losing their income. They're losing their livelihood. Yes. So where are they going to come up with it? They're looking at, you know, my gosh, we have a mortgage payment, we have this payment, our cars, everything else, and we don't know where we're going to pay for that. And now we got to come up with money for a lawyer. I mean, it's a really dire situation they're putting people in.
I know this. When I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union, those who sued me, it didn't cost them a cent. And then after the lawsuit was over, I filed some countersuits against individuals. What do you suppose happened? Why, the ACLU came in for free and defended them. I'm paying for a lawyer. ACLU is defending them for free, right? Where's that going on our team? When I say to Betty Perkins, hey, Betty, you go ahead and sue. We got you covered. All right, dear? We say that at attorney. Say, listen, we don't care what it costs. You go sue. How long is it going to take before we begin to win some of these battles, folks? Not going to take that long. Not going to take that long. And we're going to win them where? At the school board. And once we break through and a judge says, no, you can't do that, Katie, bar the door. It's, folks, diversity. Why don't Christians demand diversity in our schools? Right? Because the ACLJ and American Family Association, they play defense. They just don't want any more Christian rights taken away. They don't fight for the rights that they're supposed to have now. That's the vision the Lord's given us. Come on in. Come on, Jack, Randy, and Glenn.
Okay. I need to address some of the stuff that's going on in the queue or in the chat thing. If you disagree, have a conversation. Don't curse this, people. If the Southern Poverty Law Center comes against us, yes, good. Take that as a badge. Don't say they're going to beat us. We can knock them right down. If there's enough of us going in the right direction, and we're not fighting to gain rights, we're fighting the people that are stealing rights. We have to push back against the offenders.
Jack, I'm not even going to look at the chat. Are you telling me there are people tearing down what we're doing? You're not, Jack, that's not going on in our chat, is it?
Well, let's stop it then.
Huh? What? What the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing?
We can win this, people.
You're not doing nothing. Now, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. I can't tell you how many times I was told you're not going to win that game. That team's too good. I'd spit right in the damn face. What are you talking about? We're going to win. They're going to fumble. They're going to throw interceptions. They're going to jump off sides. We're going to kick your ass.
Amen.
Pardon my French. That ticks me off. Get out of there, you naysayers. Get out of there. Get out of here. Go watch T.D. Jakes. Go watch Franklin Graham. Get out of here. You may not have the heart for the battle. Come on in, Randy and Glenn. That
Coach, I applaud Jack. I was getting ready. I just had the same sense of that he had.
Wow.
Coach, if you don't want to be on the winning team, go.
Get the hell out of here. We want to know who's with us and who's not. Amen. And quit coming into the huddle and pulling down everything good we're trying to do. Stop doing it. We don't need your negative Nelly. Get the hell out.
Amen, Coach. Coach, I want to say this. By just the fact that we're seeing how to take all the wasted funding, church, Coach, these mega churches, I will speak this, okay? They're all going to start going down, okay? It's going to come back to local churches,
yep,
home groups, people that will fight together and be on the same team. Look, Coach, I'm not going to curse anything, but I am going to say this, Coach. I see the mega churches falling, and what that's going to do, yep, it's going to bring the funding back to the local working. And this is exactly what's going to find what you're seeing. You are seeing exactly what God's doing, Coach. I confirm it. I see it, Coach.
You're right, Randy. You're absolutely
right. I know we are, man. I know we are. Negative, the freaking negative. I'm telling you what.
Hey, Coach.
Get the hell out of the huddle.
Yes man for the coach. But let me tell you what. We will disagree on certain things. But if I come to Coach and I disagree, I'm going to have a suggestion, not a disagreement.
Amen. Come on in, Glenn. Amen, Jack. Come on in, Glenn.
Hey, you know, let me agree with Jack and Randy, okay? There's too much chatting going on. I think if you have something to say, say it. Don't just be typing. The other thing, Coach, is this. I'm really excited about this, Coach. Finally, we're going on offense. But curiously, who funds the ACLU?
The same companies that we're going to go to and say the Office of Diversity. How come you're funding the left and you're not funding the right? That's who it is. All these major corporations. We're going after all the folks. It isn't just me and Ohio Brett. We got an army. We got an army that's going to do this. Office of Diversity. Where's your money towards Christians?
This is really good news.
Yep, we need some diversity. Paul, come on in.
Yeah, to all those scoffers out there, it's, you know, you talked about David and Goliath. Well, you know, when Goliath was out there cursing the Israelites, mocking them, that's exactly what the world's doing. They're just sitting there like the other soldiers and Israelites sitting there looking, wondering, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And David took the bold initiative to go out and fight. That's exactly what you're doing, Coach.
Paul, everybody told David he couldn't do it, didn't they? Everybody told David he can't do it. David said, who is that uncircumcised Philistine? This is critical. David said, who is that uncircumcised Philistine that defies the armies of the living God? You can Google it. Check it out. He didn't say, who's this uncircumcised Philistine fighting God? No. Fighting y'all. The armies of God. You mean this guy's up there trash talking you? And what did David do? David shows up and he says, who is this dude? This uncircumcised Philistine. What's David say? Hey, bud, I want you to know that I'm about to feed your flesh to the fowls of the air. I'm going to drop you down. I'm going to dance all over you. I'm going to cut off your freaking head. He went and did it. A lot of guys in the chat, they'd be out there shaking in the armor. They wouldn't want any part of it. We're going forward with this thing, man. God, my blood pressure went to 980. Bernie, come on in then, Betty.
Yeah, just when I was thinking about this negativity, thinking about this, the spies who went and they brought back an evil report,
yep.
And the suffering that all those people suffered because they didn't have the confidence to take up the banner for the Lord, because it's the Lord's fight, it's not our fight, it's his name for, and they'll be blessed if we'll just go out and fight.
Lord's going to fund us, Bernie. Lord's going to fund us. Jamie Walden's going to have some money. Other great ministries, we're going to give them some money. They're going to have to quit writing newsletters and selling T-shirts when they go places, trying to raise enough money just to get gas to go and fight. No soldier goes to warfare at his own charges or his own expenses. How can you have an army with no funding? It's crazy. Yeah, but we probably can't do it. We probably can't do it. Yeah. Come on in, Betty, then RJ.
Yes, I would just want to say that I think you will be amazed how many people will come out of the woodwork
to
support this cause. I think we are going to have so many people behind the scene backing you and Brett and Dr. Sherry Penny and just all these groups, because I know I'll be there.
Amen, Betty. So. We've built a real, real strong relationship, me and Ohio Brett and Dr. Sherry. Trust me. Let's go on some place. RJ, is it RJ, then Kimberly. Go ahead, RJ.
Yeah, Coach. I'm going to say something that would be as much a challenge as to me as to anybody here. And what was the scripture? What is the scripture where Jesus says they would bring you before
governors and kings
and magistrates and do yep. not?
Don't worry what you'll say, because it's going to be given unto
you. Will say.
Yep.
Okay, so did Jesus say, go hire a lawyer to do our work, or did he call us to be ready to go and to speak?
But RJ, we live
so,
in a world.
It's a challenge to me.
We live in a world where the courts are doing everything, RJ.
Yeah.
The battlefront is the courts.
Yeah, and can I not go into a court? It says in the Sixth Amendment, I have a right to counsel. It doesn't say to a bar attorney.
Right. Or that you have to pay
right
one.
To counsel.
You have to pay one, right? Doesn't say you have to pay one.
Well, what is Christopher Keyes? How is Christopher Keyes going? He's not bringing lawyers, is he?
No. No, he's going speaking up.
I don't think he's bringing lawyers. I think we need to learn this. It's not something you do overnight, but it is something that we can we can practice. I'm not saying we don't move forward the way you're saying. Let's raise the money with Brett. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Because if it's a full-time deal, whether you're hiring a lawyer or you're doing it yourself, but we're going to need to be ready. We're going to have to understand how do you stand before a judge that's threatening you with contempt of court.
That's right. We better realize
stand on your right
that God is God's going to make this happen, but it happens in the courts. We need people to go into the courts so God can make it happen. That's what it is. Thanks, RJ. Come on, Kevin.
Yeah, we're gonna learn. We'll learn the rules of the forum. We'll get there.
We'll get there, man. We should know when we don't.
Kevin. Well, Coach, I think RJ's right in one sense, but you know, in another sense, not everybody has the skill or the knowledge built up at this point to go represent themselves. I mean, if you said, all right, Kev, here's a football team. I need you to go coach them. I couldn't do it. I'd say, no, you need to go hire Dave Dobenmeyer because he knows what he's doing. Now, it's not that I couldn't learn, but right. It would take time. Right. I may not be ready to go represent myself before a judge and actually win the case. Now, Chris Keys, I think, you know, possibly he's done more research and he's more at it. Now, just so I hear what RJ is saying, but I also know that not everybody is presently maybe equipped to do that. But my question to you is, are you guys going to be looking to build a network of proactive attorneys throughout the different states? So
yes.
You're not just hiring, like, you know, some ambulance chaser that's going to lose your case.
No, 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 of course not.
Really on board with the idea, you know?
Of course.
Coach.
Yeah.
Who was the guy that we were in the VIP room that he gave me a piece of paper? He was sovereign. He spoke at the event. What was that guy's name? I gave you that piece of paper.
Was it Randy Conway?
I think so.
I don't know who you're referring to.
Yeah. I think so. Yes. Guys, I haven't had a chance to look over his stuff, but he goes through and shows you guys very simply how you can gain your sovereignty back to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you guys don't know who this guy is, you need to look at it because, again, people say I'm lawless, this and that. I'm not. I follow God's law, okay? God's law is not to harm the hair in another man or woman's head. And that's what I abide by. All these other things are statutes and codes that are doing nothing but making Satan and Lucifer be able to dominate us. And I will not allow for that. And I will not call for that or allow that to happen to me, my children, and my children's children.
Me either. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. And ultimately, friends, listen, this will not be won if it's not won in the courts. It has to be fought and won in the courts. Come on, Larry.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I do believe Jesus told us to go get a lawyer. Matthew chapter 18, where he talks about how to handle differences, man. First you go to the person, and then you get a couple of people to go with you, and then you're in front of his church. Now, people that aren't part of the body of Christ, I tell you what, their church is the law system. And yeah, go get a lawyer. If the first two steps don't work, go get a lawyer.
So folks, ask yourself this. How can we possibly win if I have to pay for a lawyer and the other side doesn't? How can you possibly win? It's called lawfare. They run you dry. They run you dry. Because why? The person that is being sued has the ACLU defending them, and it doesn't cost the person a cent. Why? Because the ACLU raises money to defend their team. We don't do that. And so they run out the clock on us. They just keep running out more depositions, more discovery. Because those guys, they don't care. They're not working on billable hours. They got salaries. They come in there and they my attorney, every 15 minutes, he's $250 or $250. No wonder we lose. You can't see that. Don't know
but coach, you're supposed to, coach, you're supposed to sell your cloak and go buy a sword. Isn't an attorney a sword?
Yes, it is, brother. It is
pretty correct. That's a weapon in court as an attorney, especially.
It's a sword. It's a sword. Yeah, and we got where we are because we're told we're not supposed to sue. Whoever gave you that line, need to put them in a headlock and give them a dunk under the water. Holy smokes!
Iris Schofield.
Yeah. So, yeah. Go ahead, Paul. Come on in.
Well, also too, Coach, with the law the way it's set up, you're playing. You're double dipping. You're only paying for your defense and offense.
Yeah.
But you're paying for theirs too. It's like playing whack-a-mole where you're the mole and the whacker.
Paul, well said, man. Well said. Folks, listen. We got a busy week ahead of us. We have not launched this yet. Okay, you can't go there and donate. You can go there and check it out, thechristianrevolution.net. You can check it out and the page and all that stuff. But the behind the scenes financial aspect of connecting it to Dr. Penny's website and her bank, that's not in place yet. It will be by hopefully maybe by even today, but we hope officially by Wednesday. So I'm just giving you guys a heads up of where we're going. Know that we had a great, great weekend. Even though it wasn't a huge crowd, we accomplished more at this event than any event that I've been part of. Just appreciate all of you. Appreciate all the support. God's doing something. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.